Now he says, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now in view of the future, that this is coming, then today we should walk in the light of the Lord. This is the only way of peace. And when you leave God out, you'll never have peace on the earth. Now he goes on to say, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock. Hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. Now he goes on to say, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. God intends to bring down proud man that thinks he can rule himself and rule the world today and leave God out. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan. I think he's speaking here of the pride of man. And then he says, and upon all the high mountains and upon all the hills that are lifted up. This is actually upon society and government here. And upon every high tower and upon every fenced city, the military is to be judged. And upon all the ships of Tarshish and upon all pleasant pictures, commerce and art will be judged. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. All the pomp and pride of man, the pomp and ceremony, all of that is to be put down, and the idols shall be utterly abolished. And he's going to get rid of all a false religion. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord. Now, John in the book of Revelation says that when the Lord comes, that's what man will do in that day. You and I are living in a world today that's governed and is thinking. And all you get on TV is nothing in the world but that which has to do with political economy and government and commerce and art and the pomp and pride of man and the religion of man, if you please. All of that is to be brought low, and the Lord Jesus Christ is to be exalted on this earth. He has not given his place today in government, or in society, or in business, or in art, or in the pomp and ceremony of the world, and even in the religion of the world. He has left out today. My friend, he's coming someday, and when he comes, they're going to all make for the caves of the earth. Now, I don't know whether man is ever a caveman or not, but he's sure going to be one in the future. He's going to make it back to the cave. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, and he'll go into the clefts of the rock. And now his message is, cease ye from man, that's verse 22, whose breath is in his nose, for wherein he's to be accounted of. Don't put your confidence in man. Did you know you and I exhale, but we don't know whether we're going to inhale the next breath? That's all man is today. Just a little breath. He misses one breath and he's through. He's out of the picture. And multitudes today, heart trouble hits them just in a moment and they disappear from the earth's scenes. Don't put your confidence in man. Put your confidence in Jesus Christ today.